Hello, welcome to the Friday, April 3rd, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Google removed the CNNIC root certificate from Google Chrome and other Google products. The reason for that is that CNNIC did hand a certificate, signing certificate, to MCS Holdings, which then in turn turned around and passed the certificate on to other companies in order to play man in the middle. This is against standard practice when it comes to certificate authorities. They should have kept it in a host-based security module, but didn't do so. Instead, they essentially just passed it on. Now, CNNIC really wasn't involved in that, but what Google says is that they contacted CNNIC. CNNIC essentially acknowledged what happened, but refused to stop cooperating with MCS. So as a result, Google then removed the CNNIC certificate from Google browsers. This will become effective with the next Google Chrome update, so that update will no longer include that particular certificate authority certificate. Not sure what other products will be affected by this, however, I believe that, for example, Android may also be affected by this change in policy. The result, of course, is that now all certificates that are signed by CNNIC will show up as invalid. I have no idea how many such certificates there are. A lot of users, however, have already removed that certificate from their certificate list just because of its close association with the Chinese government. However, at this point, there is no evidence that this entire MCS Holdings affair did at all relate to the Chinese government. And I guess as part of a general house cleaning at Google, Google also removed 192 different Chrome extensions for containing Adware. Now, Google expressed it a little bit more careful. What they essentially say is that extensions are supposed to have a very focused and specific purpose that's clearly communicated to the user. These extensions do have additional functionality that does not relate to this core functionality that the extension claims to offer, and also the additional functionality is not clearly communicated to the user. Apparently up to 14 million users are affected by these 192 different Chrome extensions. And a group of researchers tested the domains associated with Alexa's top 1 million websites, whether or not they do allow DNS zone transfers. That's commonly seen as an information leak and a feature that should be disabled. They were somewhat surprised that 1 in 20 of these domains did actually allow outright domain transfers. And here we are not just talking about, for example, doing it via DNSSEC, via NSEC records or brute forcing, but just using simple transfers. If your DNS is configured correctly, then this shouldn't really be a big problem. All the host names listed in your public authoritative name server should be public host names. And of course, an attacker could always just brute force these names, but still not a good configuration choice, in particular since it can sometimes also lead to denial of service conditions. And you probably already knew it, but if you need more ammunition in order to get your organization to remove admin rights from user, there is a new study by Vecto that has some really neat numbers in order to make the point that admin rights for users are dangerous. For example, it's probably the worst number here, 99.5% of vulnerabilities in Internet Explorer can be mitigated by removing admin rights. What they essentially did is they looked through all the vulnerabilities that Microsoft patched in 2014 and then checked for how many of these vulnerabilities does it matter if you're an administrator or not. Now, Vetco has done that before in 2013. Back then, 60% of vulnerabilities were mitigated by removing admin rights compared to 80% of all vulnerabilities for 2014. I'll add a link to the full report to the show notes, but you will have to sign in and give them your email address in order to receive the report. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.